Visit a marijuana dispensary in Niles, Michigan, and you're likely to find a lot of Indiana license plates in the parking lot. The town of fewer than 12,000 people boasts 8 dispensaries, 3 miles from the state line. For Hoosiers such as Elkhart resident Nathan Cray, buying legal marijuana in Michigan is as easy as visiting the coffee shop.
I mean, it's pretty convenient, but I would support it being legal in Indiana, too.
Cray is a Marine Corps veteran and bodybuilder. He was among a stream of Indiana shoppers at Southland Farms on a recent Friday afternoon.
I tend to smoke in Michigan, where it's legal. Big fan of the legal weed scene.
But not everyone who shops in Michigan smokes in Michigan. Many Indiana customers take marijuana back to their homes. By doing so, these legal shoppers violate both Indiana and federal law. Recreational marijuana is legal in Michigan as it is in Illinois. Indiana stores can sell some cannabis products, including CBD and Delta-8 THC. However, the main psychoactive compound in marijuana, Delta-9 THC, remains illegal in the state. Mike Noonan is the owner and founder of Southland Farms. He moved to Niles from Chicago because, he said, Michigan law makes it easy for him to both sell marijuana and grow it in-house.
Very few states give small folks an opportunity to both produce the product and sell it to the public, and being able to do it all in one spot was what was really important to us.
Noonan said he chose Niles because he's familiar with the area, but being close to the state line has been good for business. Noonan estimates that around 40% of his customers come from Indiana, many of whom use marijuana to cope with illness.
We get a lot of Indiana folks who are looking for medicinal relief, whether it's for their self or a loved one.
Noonan said his store follows Michigan laws, but beyond that, he isn't responsible for what happens with his product. According to him, plenty of Hoosiers go home with their cannabis.
But you know, we see them all the time. They go to their car, they open the trunk, they lock it in the trunk, and off they go because, you know, denying patients the medicine that they deserve is really something that we're opposed to here.
Bringing small amounts of cannabis into Indiana is a crime, but that law is difficult to enforce. An officer needs probable cause to search a vehicle, and hundreds of cars pass between South Bend and Niles every day. According to South Bend Police Lieutenant Kyle Dombrowski, his department isn't out to get residents with small quantities of cannabis.
This is where discretion on law enforcement, having that police community relation aspect of whether it's writing a ticket for it, turning it in, or turning it in as found property and not pursuing criminal charges. Every situation is different.
Marijuana is big business in Michigan. According to the state government, December sales set a record, with consumers spending over $221 million. For the 2021 fiscal year, Michigan collected $172 million in licensing and tax revenue, which was used for road maintenance and education, or sent back to municipalities. Several Indiana lawmakers have proposed legislation that would legalize marijuana, but so far they've had difficulty gaining traction. Democratic State Senator David Nitzgotsky proposed Senate Bill 336, one of about a dozen marijuana bills introduced this session. If passed, Senate Bill 336 would enable cannabis to be sold and taxed in the state. According to an estimate produced by the Office of Fiscal and Management Analysis, excise tax and sales tax from marijuana sales could bring the state between $36 and $77.5 million. Nitzgotsky thinks Indiana is missing out.
I mean, when you see the polls and you see the amount of people, it makes no good sense not to just legalize it and do it correctly. Make sure you've got the right framework in place.
Despite the fact that a majority of Hoosiers want legalization, state lawmakers have been slow to follow. In the meantime, Indiana residents will continue crossing into neighbor states to purchase marijuana. Cray expects that one day they won't have to.
I expect Indiana and other states to follow suit, like Michigan, and states that have legalized it for recreational use and medical. I think it's only a good thing.
Indiana legislators will vote on several marijuana bills in the 2023 session. For Indiana Public Media, I'm Ethan Sandweiss.